for Thank you. the Hebrew boys and the Bible friends. They remember what he did for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We have to remember what God did for our foreparents who brought them out of slavery. And when they remembered, they began to sing. I don't know for some of y'all the temptations in the four times. For us big in two times. And now everybody's young, some young that, young now, all of them young people. Everybody young. Young this and young that. Now everybody needs to be a baby. I ain't got time for babies. I deal with adults. But music. You got the radio off. Because it's so small, it's so simple. Even how we speak, it's set by the rivers of Babylon, even while they were weeping. They were weeping. And the oppressors, they came by, and it was weird to see this. Remember, when they get to this day. And then it's a problem when your supervisor asks you that dumb question, what's wrong with you today? You are wrong with me today. When your children grumble, when your children upset, if you want to know what's wrong with them, they just can't tell you because they don't get slapped in the mouth. You woke up on the wrong side of the bed, and because you woke up on the wrong side of the bed, Daddy, I'm just being a mirror. To be oppressor, Jabez, made them sing songs, made them entertain them. When they were singing their songs, they were singing their songs to God, and rejoicing with God, and praising God, but then the oppressor wanted them to sing songs to entertain them. They made them play basketball. They played them in football. They made them have concerts. It's popular in time. Just to clean them. They were in the business of entertainment. They were in the business of worship. So they put their hearts on the tree so that they would not abuse the purpose of a somebody. They wanted to worship. They needed to worship, but they refused to compromise their standards by entertaining their oppressor. And one of the problems is we have sold our souls to the oppressor by stepping into that. And entertaining them with the skills that God has given us to give Him glory. Those skills God has given you are for His glory, not just for a paycheck, not just for the owner of the one wealthy. Put their hearts in the willow tree. Eat this willow tree. Right. used by David and the king would have him to play it because there's a soothing melody. There's a peacefulness to the heart. And every time David played it, a couple things happened with David. It calmed David down, number one. But it also invoked the presence of God through the thumbing of the heart. And I learned from T.D. Jakes a couple things about instrumentation. I learned that this instrumentation really, and the different types of instruments they are, lead to what we call recreation. They had to say, how do we learn how to sing in a strange realm, strange land that reflected on what it used to be like? So how do we create something new in a place that is oppressive? And they reflected, they learned how to recreate what they had inside. You right now are home. You right now are somewhere else than Zion. If you consider a church house being our Zion, how do I recreate my worship? How do I recreate my peace? How do I recreate my joy? Even though I'm outside of the four walls of a church structure. But the truth of the matter is that the church ain't in the wall. The church is in your heart. And there's also instrumentation in your heart, whether you know how to play an instrument or not. T.D. Jakes a few years ago. And I don't want these preachers to steal other preachers' stuff without giving credit that plagiarism. But T.D. Jakes a few years ago taught me, taught others what it has to do with. He taught us a few years ago that there are two types of instruments. They're brass instruments, and then there are string instruments. A brass instrument is like a trumpet. Blow the trumpet for me one moment. It's the sound that they used before war. Blow that trumpet one more time for me. Trumpets were used to let the enemy know we're on the way. And these brass trumpets, just like a trombone, just like a saxophone, they are made when someone blows into the instrument. And because they blow into the instrument then makes a sound. But they're also stringed instruments. A piano really is a stringed instrument. Even an organ is a stringed instrument, because even a pipe organ, because the pedals and the keys that are on the organ are tied to something that makes the sound. There's a string that runs from the keys that he is keyboarding on to a place that opens up a sound. Put the camera on Jonathan. Jonathan plays a guitar. That is what we call a string instrument. Play something for us, Jonathan. Play something for us. When Jonathan touches the keys, the strings that make a sound, when Jacoby blows into the trumpet makes the sound. When Jonathan touches the strings, when Jacoby blows into the trumpet makes the sound. When Jonathan touches, it does something. When he blows, it does something. There is recreation in making sounds unto God, because as T.D. taught us, that's how God made us. The first thing that God does was touch dirt, form dirt in his image and in his likeness, but they did not become an inanimate object until he into that inanimate object, and when he blew into what he touched, then that made a sound. And it just needs somebody who God has touched to make a sound right now. If God has touched you, you need to blow your horn right now. If God has touched you, you need to blow your horn right now. If God woke you up this morning with a thing of love, you need to blow your horn right now. If God is touching your body right now, if he cured you from cancer, if he
fugitive from COVID, if he's making a way by touching your bank account with nothing's in it, but you still got your house, you ought to be making a horn. You ought to be making a sound. You need to be blowing on Thessalonians and saying, thank you, God, for blessing me. And every time we make a noise, we're recreating God's original recreation.
Thank you.
don't praise him. I'm going to praise him. I don't know what you're going to do. I don't know how you feel about it. But from there, I'm going to praise him. I ain't going to let no rock rise up for me. But God has been too good to me. And what I'm bad about it, he ain't through with me yet. But one of these days, I'm going to come out later for a load. Can I get the Lord to say yes? Can I get the people of God to say yes? If you know you've been through too much hell, if you know you've been through a lot this year, he ain't going to leave you. I've come too far. Say yes. He's alright. He's alright. I said, he's alright. 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 So, Happy New Year to you. Turn the page on 2020. 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 Turn the page on 2020, because he's the one in 21. He's the one in 21. You want to get your praise back? Get your heart back. Get God to praise. Open up your mouth. But then thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Real might happen, but shall will I can't preach no more. they get filled all sell. Renew their strength.
Because ain't nobody